Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav. Pilpelas is pepper. They used to put pepper in their mouth in order to remove any foul odor from their mouth. So one who carries pepper on Shabbos, what is the amount to make one liable? Kol shehi, even a tiny amount, even if he carries one pepper seed in his hand, then he is chayav for carrying on Shabbos. The itran is the waste that comes out of pitch, comes out of tar. What is the amount for carrying this itran on Shabbos to make one liable for carrying? Kol shehu, also a kol shehu, even a tiny amount, a minuscule amount. Because the itran was used for refuah, to heal people that have, they bring down over here, ka'ev chatzi harosh, when half of the head is hurting, they would use this type of itran to heal them. So even a tiny amount makes one liable for carrying on Shabbos. Mine besamim, if one has all different types of besamim, different types of spices that he uses to smell them. Or umini matachos, different types of metals. Kol shehain, whether the besamim or whether the metals, if you carry even a tiny bit amount on Shabbos, then you are liable for carrying on Shabbos. Besamim is befitting even for a small amount for use. You could always smell it and get pleasure out of it. And metal, you could even make a very, very small utensil out of it. So these two items, again, a kol shehu makes one liable for carrying on Shabbos. May avne hamizbeach, one takes from the stones of the mizbeach. May afar hamizbeach, or one takes from the dirt of the mizbeach. Mekek svarim, he has these sifrei kodesh, he has, you know, a chumash or a Torah that is rotting from bookworms. Umekek mit pichoseihem is like the band of the book or some kind of material that also has worms that are eating from it, but it's a holy article. So these items also kol shehein, even a tiny amount makes one liable for carrying on Shabbos. Why? Because shematznina osan leganzan, these, you know, this rot that comes out of the books or the dirt or the stones, they used to put it away. It was like Geniza, it was Shemus. And since they would put it away because of its Kedusha, it gave it value. And even a tiny amount, a tiny brick for the Mizbeach, a tiny piece of dirt for the Mizbeach, or the rotted pages from these farm, from the books, or these bands, these different types of matpeach, is like some kind of piece of parchment or cloth. Since these small amounts are Kadosh, they would put them away as Shemus. So one who carries on Shabbos is going to be liable for carrying on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Av ha-motzi mimash mesheh avodah zarah, even one who carries something that was used for an avodah zarah. Yeah, the person had an idol in his house, and there was a tiny little ring on the idol's finger, and then he carries it on Shabbos. Kol shehu, even a tiny little amount, he's liable for carrying on Shabbos. Why? Because he has a pasuk, Shnemar, the pasuk says, nothing should be in your hand from the booty when you're dividing the booty from defeating an enemy nation, because the booty was all avodah zarah, and you can't have anything in your hand. So from here we learn mikan shehichshiv hakasav afilu koshu l'gabi yisura, that even a tiny amount you can't take from this booty of the avodah zarah, and therefore, so you see, the prohibition of idol worship is even on a tiny amount. Therefore, if someone did have idols in his house, and he removes it from his house, so even if he removes a tiny bit, he's doing a great mitzvah, he's getting rid of that avodah zarah from his house. Of course, he shouldn't have had it to begin with, but now that he removes it, he's doing a great mitzvah, and that gives this tiny amount value. Therefore, you can't carry it on Shabbos. Mishnah Zayin. Hamotzi kupas haroichlin, one who carries a box of the roichlin, of the peddlers. The peddlers would have boxes of spices. He carries an entire box loaded with spices. Af al pish yeshba minin harbe, even though there are all different types of spices in the box, he has 10 different flavors. Maybe I would think he's chayev 10 different prohibitions. No. Eno chayev el chatas achas, he's only chayev 1 chatas, meaning if he does it by mistake, he's chayev 1 carbon chatas. If he does it on purpose, he's chayev 1 prohibition of karis. And that's because, since it's one box, we just look at it as one element. Zeroni gina, if one has seeds that he would use for the garden. So what is the shear to make one liable for carrying on Shabbos? Pachos mikigrogeres, We had said earlier that a dried fig or garis is the normal amount to carry on Shabbos to make one liable, because with regards to food, that's like the minimum amount. However, with seeds of a garden, even less than the gogaras. Why? Because the seeds are used to plant it to make food. They're not actual food. Actual food, the shear would be a gogaras, a dried fig. But here, it's not actual food. You plant it to make food. Therefore, even less than a gogaras makes one liable for carrying on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir says, Chamisha, he says, even if all you brought out was five grains, five seeds, then you're still liable for carrying on Shabbos. He's even more stringent than the previous shita. The previous shita says less than a gogaras, less than a dried fig, but we don't put an amount on it. It could be 20, it could be 30, you know, how much is less than a dried fig. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir says even five, even if he carries five little tiny seeds in his hand, he's chayiv for carrying on Shabbos. Zera kishuin, if he has seeds from a pumpkin, which are more chashuv than the seeds of a garden. So then we say shnayim, even two seeds, but even more machmer, makes one liable for carrying in Shabbos. And so too, zera deluin, seeds of a kishuin is squash, and deluin is a pumpkin. Shnayim, even two seeds, makes one liable for carrying in Shabbos. Zera pul hamitzri, seeds from a pul hamitzri, an Egyptian bean. The amount for carrying Shabbos again is shnayim, just two seeds, because shekol elu in other ragalas or mehem el ma'at. The previous three things that we mentioned, squash seeds and pumpkin seeds and Egyptian bean seeds, people only plant very, very little of it. Therefore, if you carry even two seeds, one is liable for carrying on Shabbos. Chagav chai tahor, if one has a kosher grasshopper that is alive. So, kol shehu, even if you carry a small, tiny amount, one is liable for carrying on Shabbos, because they would give these grasshoppers to the children to play, and they give it value, so even a very small amount makes one liable for carrying on Shabbos. However, that's when the kosher grasshopper is alive. Mace, if the kosher grasshopper died, then, kukogaris, we say the shear is a dried fig, not just a minute amount, not just a kol shehu. Why? Because once it's dead, it has the din of food. And we said the food is, the shear is a kukogaris, a dried fig. And yes, there are different types of kosher grasshoppers. You could ask, the OU, or ask, you know, do your research, which ones are kosher and which ones are not. Okay. Tziporas karamim. If you have tziporas krumim, so some say this is a type of bird, some say it's a type of grasshopper. So bein chaya, bein mesa, whether it's alive, whether it's dead, kol shehi, even if you carry a minute amount, one is liable for carrying Shabbos. Why? Shematznin osa lirefua, because they would use this tziporas krumim for a refua. If someone needed some kind of refua, they would use it for healing. And therefore, even a minute amount makes one liable for carrying on Shabbos, because once it's being used for food, it has value even to a small amount. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af hamotzi chagav chai tame. Even one who carries a live grasshopper, which is not kosher, tame doesn't mean impure here. Here it means, in the context, it means not kosher. Earlier we said, if you carry a live grasshopper, which is kosher, the shear is a kol shehu. And if it's dead, then the shear is a gorgaras. Rabbi Yehuda says, if one carries a live grasshopper which is not kosher, chagav chai tame, then the shear is a kol shehu, even a minute amount for carrying. Why? Shumastino sola katan lasachik bo, because the children would play with the live non-kosher grasshoppers. So basically, earlier we said, a live kosher grasshopper, the shear is a kol shehu. Buddha's coming to add that even a live non-kosher grasshopper, the shear would be a kol shehu. Also, shematzina so lakot l'sachik bo, because the children use it to play with. And correct. So here, regarding the non-kosher live grasshopper, the Tanakhama would say that children don't play with it, and therefore one who carries it is really putter. She's not liable. Whereby Buddha would say, no, they do play with it, and he would be liable for carrying it on Shabbos. And it's interesting, they bring down over here that even though the halacha is that a gadol, an adult is not commanded to warn a katan not to eat non-kosher foods, meaning technically, if your little two-year-old is eating worms, you don't have to stop him. Again, you can check with your rav what the halacha is, but at least this is what I was taught when I was learning Issur V'Heter, that you don't have to stop them from eating non-kosher. Nevertheless, you can't give it to them in their hands to eat it, or give it to them in their hands to carry it. So it's an interesting point they bring down here, that you don't have to stop them from eating these, you know, non-kosher grasshoppers, but you can't give it to them, you know, the chatechila initially, you know, of course not to eat it, and certainly not to carry it on Shabbos. And that concludes Perek Tes.